As of today, same-sex couples can legally apply for marriage licenses in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty signed the Religious Freedom and Civil Marriage Equality Act into law in December. He had very little opposition in the D.C. council vote. It passed by a vote of 11-2. But beyond hot topic gender issues, my next guest says gay rights activists have a huge racial hurdle to get over in order to really see the benefits of this legislative victory. The city of Washington, D.C. has a population of about 600,000. It's largely made up of African Americans, and that's a voting bloc that in the past has voted against rights for same-sex marriage. Michael Crawford is the director of New Media for Freedom to Marry, and he's been fighting for gay marriage rights for years now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. Black voters in California, they say, voted to ban same-sex marriage by a ratio of about 2-1. We got very comparable numbers when the vote came up in Florida. Do you dispute these numbers, or do you accept the fact that there's an opposition among the black community to same-sex marriage rights?
Well, I do dispute the numbers that came out of exit polling in Prop 8, which claimed that 70% of African Americans voted for Prop 8. What they found was that when they did a more comprehensive study of voters in California around Prop 8, was that once you factored out the number of times per week that a person attended religious services, African Americans didn't. There was very little difference between how African Americans voted and how other racial groups voted on Prop 8. And it's also helpful to point out that because of the size of the African-American population in California, the African-American vote could not have swung Prop 8 either way.
But so you're saying that this is a religious thing. Churchgoers vote against same-sex marriage rights, not blacks.
Yes, and it just also happens that some African Americans attend religious services more often than other ethnic groups. But what we've seen consistently across the country is that religious attendance is more a predictor of voting against equality for same-sex couples than is race or ethnicity.
But you know, whatever the reason for it, that still means that black populations are very often likely to vote against marriage rights for gays, and then that's a problem for you.
As we saw in D.C., if we do strong outreach to African American communities, we can have support from African Americans for marriage for same-sex couples. I'm African American myself. Among the leadership of other folks who work for marriage equality in D.C. were a range of African American folks, both straight and gay. One of the things that has not been picked up as much as we'd like is the fact that there were a range of clergy leaders who came out in support of marriage for same-sex couples as well, including a lot of clergy leaders who are African-American and have churches that are in predominantly African-American neighborhoods in D.C.
But this must be a big day for you, Michael Crawford.
Yes, it's an amazing day. We're really excited to see couples are already lining up to apply for marriage licenses, and it's going to be a fantastic day when couples, black, white, Latino, Asian American, are going to be able to apply for marriage license in D.C., and next week they'll actually be able to marry.
As soon as Tuesday.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. That's Michael Crawford. He's the director of New Media for Freedom to Marry. Been fighting for gay marriage rights for years. And as we said, as of today, couples can apply for marriage licenses in Washington, D.C., extending marriage rights to same-sex couples.